when the police can't go out and address the community because they are so overwhelmed just going for calls on call to call for service because of staffing issues, sometimes you have to say that particular project or program is going to go on the back burner. And for a period of time, the city of Urbana was in that position. We were 6 officers or 7 officers down, and we weren't able to concentrate our efforts. Probably within the last year and a half, we really saw a resurgence. And again, when you have people that can specifically focus on it, Bob Fitzgerald committed an enormous amount of time trying to rejuvenate this by making personal contacts and doing those kinds of things. Eddie Adair, as I said, years ago when Anthony Cobb was our community police officer, he was overwhelmed. He couldn't do the job by himself. So philosophically, we're now saying we're spreading that among all the police that are out there.
Chief Cobb, is there anything with your transition to Champaign that you want to see additionally in terms of that kind of connections with neighborhood programs or other community-based services?
Yeah, my focus is eventually, as we start to move forward, is see how we can make sure we continue to drill down and get all levels of our organization engaged in working with our citizens. Right now, when we look at our community policing effort, a lot of that is ran really at the district level where the lieutenants are attending the meetings, they're having a direct interaction, and then they're bringing it back and giving the information to the officer, and the officers run with it. In addition to that, I would like to make sure we get our shift sergeants as well as the officers engaged in the conversation, engaged in the dialogue so they can hear firsthand what's going on.
It sounds like you more up in terms of using technology, and maybe is it hard to not let it have too much of a role and maybe not have as much of a personal connection?
Technology can be good and bad, as you just stated in your question, but technology is very important. We're actually using intelligence-led policing as a mechanism to help us to better take the information we get, sort through it so that we can use it in usable information that we can translate, get out to the officers and get out to the community looking for problems, looking for trends. Hopefully by using the computer and technology, we'll find them sooner. So if we see little spikes in crimes, little spikes in issues popping up, someone will see it quickly by using the data.
Something that was brought up that was interesting was training for how young people should address an officer when they're pulled over. Where does this training come from, and is it being used in both cities?
It is. It's actually airing on UPTV now, but it's been distributed throughout the community at our youth summit this weekend. It's going to be played as well. And it was really a grassroots effort. It is truly what community policing is all about. It's a guy who saw two policemen walking one summer evening, and he asked what we were doing, and we engaged in conversation. A few months later, he called me and said, "You gave me a business card. You said if you ever need anything, call you. Well, I'm calling you." And from there, we created a program. Dan Bailey, who does our Cops Corner segment, Julia Reitz, our state's attorney, and James Winston. It was kind of a question and answer format for the first 15 or 20 minutes. And then we actually went out and we kind of scripted out the right way to address certain things, keeping your hands visible, not making sudden movements, asking or telling the officer what you're going to do before you make those movements. And on the other hand, it's what the police officer can do right and wrong, and what the citizen can do if, for instance, they don't feel that they were appropriately stopped or that they were mistreated. And we can start the civilian or the complaint process from there as well. So it was really from both sides.
There's a lot of things that we can improve upon. There's a lot of things that we do well. And as we're continuing to move forward, we're going to be looking for ways where we can improve our relationship and our trust within our community. But at the same token, right now my focus is more internal. There's a lot of things within the department that I need to work on. I need to learn a lot and indoctrinate myself in the information about the resources and the individual people that work for me. But once I get through going through their process and get a good understanding and a knowledge base about the agency, we're going to be working with our stakeholders, which is our citizens and community groups and business community, to better understand what it is that they would like to see from our agency. Our strategic plan that was in place expired in 2011, so I'm in the process of looking at that and looking at a strategic plan. So we're going to look at where we're going to be at in a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years, 10 years from now. But those are all the type of things that we need to put together, and it's going to take time.